friends and family, please listen well for an amazing story we're about to tell. It happened near Bethlehem long, long ago, in a pasture where lush fields of greenery grow.
It stars Aaron, a shepherd boy whose sorry plight was that he just couldn't seem to stay up at night. Now we all know each night shepherds must count their sheep, but counting his sheep just put Aaron to sleep.
He'd get drowsy and drowsier, and pretty soon, wham! Out like a light, Aaron slept like a lamb. And while he was sleeping, to the sheep's great delight, they would stay up and party all through the night.
They broke all the very strict rules they had learned. Some sheep wandered off, and they never returned. Well, you're probably thinking, surely you jest. But trust me, that's nothing. Wait till you hear the rest.
Now things really weren't as bad as they seem. The sheep liked having a shepherd who was lost in a dream. That way they did just what they wanted, you see. There's no business like sheep business. We're sure you'll agree.
Around the bush couldn't last, and things went from bad to worse pretty fast. Reuben and Rachel, a shepherd and shepherdess of note, weren't about to let Aaron get their goat.
They were model employees of Shem's sheep shop and decided this nonsense surely must stop. So Rachel, Reuben, and Shem all set out to find what the problem was really about.
This is terrible! You mean to say that several of the sheep are over the hill?
Yes. Apparently, Aaron has been sleeping on the job.
And this isn't the first time. We've caught him several times. Now there are more sheep missing than ever.
If that isn't bad enough, he's been oversleeping every morning, too.
There he is, at it again. Aaron!
Wake up!
Oh my goodness! We've caught you again, sleeping on the job.
I wasn't sleeping. I was just meditating.
Medicating? Aaron, have you been taking sleeping pills?
Not medicating. I said meditating.
Don't try to pull the wool over our eyes, Aaron. You were fast asleep.
I know. I'm sorry. I just don't know what to do anymore. Every night when I start counting the sheep, I get drowsy, and then I fall asleep.
Well, you'll have to try harder. I be Ewing, the owner of our parent company, We Are Sheep, will be coming any day to make her annual surprise visit.
When she finds out about the missing sheep, all our heads will be on the chopping block.
This is your last chance, Aaron. Shape up or sheep out. Ship out.
Now what am I going to do? I don't think I was cut out for this job. I've always dreamed of going somewhere exciting and starting over. another job in another place where people understand and appreciate me. The prophets keep predicting that a Messiah is coming to set us all free. Oh, how I wish the time was now and the promised Messiah was here to help and guide me. Making me so tired. I better go catch 40 winks so I'm at the top of my game when I.B. Ewing shows up for her surprise visit. I wish I knew what she looks like so I won't be the one being surprised.
And so Aaron went back to his drowsy pastime, wondering if perhaps it would be his last time. And it was soon after that a great angel band appeared to spread the good news throughout the land.
Come one, come all, come listen well, for joyful news we have to tell.
In Bethlehem this very morn, the holy child has been born.
Yes, unto us is born this day, our Savior Christ the Lord, we say.
What glorious news!
The day we've all been waiting for has truly arrived.
But shouldn't there be singing and music to celebrate this great arrival?
Now that's something we hoped you would mention, and since we have your undivided attention, we confess we're the band known as Heavenly Delight, appearing at the Cloud 9 restaurant each Wednesday night.
We've been rehearsing for this big day for what seems like forever, and we wouldn't want to miss our big chance now. No way, never.
For this joyful day, we brought our backup group along.
And if the spirit moves you, please feel free to join our song. Are we ready to make some noise? 1, 2, 3... 4, hit it, boys!
Come.
We can't miss this glorious event. Let's hurry to Bethlehem to see the miracle.
But who will watch the sheep while we're gone?
Unfortunately, it will have to be Aaron. But where is he?
Aaron!
Here he is.
Aaron, stand up straight and walk like a lamb. I mean, walk like a man.
Aaron, the Messiah has come and we are off to Bethlehem to witness the miracle.
Miracle? What do you mean?
The angels appeared from heaven to proclaim that Christ our Savior has been born in Bethlehem.
We're leaving you in charge of all the sheep. This is your final chance to prove yourself.
Remember, Ivy Ewing will be coming any time now. She's a dyed-in-the-wool kind of gal and won't put up with any nonsense.
Last chance, Aaron, or off to the chop shop for you.
Oh, how I wish I could go to the manger, too. I better start trying to get the sheep off to sleep in case I.B. Ewing arrives. Maybe I'll try something different for a change.
I can think of something new. Sing us a song. That would do.
One of my favorites is, While Shepherds Wash Their Socks at Night.
No. You mean while shepherds watched their flocks by night.
Maybe I'll try a poem to get you to sleep. Here's a good one. Little boy blue, come blow your horn. The sheep's in the meadow, the cow's in the corn.
Aaron, oh Aaron.
Quiet, I'm trying to recite a poem. The sheep's in the meadow, the...
But Aaron, that's just it. The cows may be in the corn, but the sheep aren't in the meadow bend. Some of them have wandered off again.
Oh no, that's it. All of you, not another word. Off to sleep. Why can't I be going off to Bethlehem to see the miracle of the holy baby? I can't be thinking about sheep when I have so many questions. I wonder what the manger is like. Is the newborn king wrapped in royal blankets? Does he have a crown of rubies and diamonds on his head? I can just imagine and dream of the glory and rejoicing our Savior will bring.
Bye.
The sheep were having problems they could not go on ignoring. None of them could stay asleep with Aaron's awful snoring.
Some sheep even hoped that Aaron would get the axe before the whole flock of them became insomniacs.
But as Aaron once again lay in his dreamlike state, a visitor was about to arrive to change poor Aaron's fate.
Young man! Young man!
What? Who's there?
Have you heard the glorious news about the birth of our Messiah? I'm on my way to Bethlehem to find and worship him. What are you doing here by yourself in a field of sheep on such a joyful occasion?
It's a long story. I'm in big trouble with my bosses for falling asleep on the job. The head of our company is coming, and if I'm not on my watch when she arrives or lose any more sheep, they're going to fire me.
Sounds like you're in a bit of a stew.
I just don't know what to do. But tonight, I had a wonderful dream about the Messiah. In my dream, I saw him so clearly, and it filled me with such joy and hope.
You know, young man, I think that dream was a message from God. He wants you to seek the Holy Child. It's very clear that the Messiah has come to free you, fulfill you, and guide you.
Thank you enough. I feel so inspired. I'm like a new person. I have a dream and I'm going to follow it. It's a dream of greener pastures, with houses on them, and I'm selling those houses.
I see. You want to be a realtor. Tell me, young man, are you a fast talker?
Well, I don't know about fast, but people have told me that I talk in circles and tend to exaggerate.
Great! Sounds like you'd be a perfect realtor.
Let's go to the manger and see the newborn king. I know that by seeking this king, he will guide me to the truth about my future.
Excellent idea. But who will watch the sheep?
I'll have a word with them. They do actually listen once in a while. All right. You are all going to be on your best behavior. I'm going to Bethlehem to seek our newborn Messiah, and I'll be back in the morning. Ram I am, I'm putting you in charge. All of you, back to sleep now. And Bo, not one more peep out of you. Agreed?
Bye.
where and what are you doing here? I told you to stay in the pasture and watch the sheep.
Well, I spoke to the sheep, and I think they will be just fine.
There you go again, Aaron, spinning another yarn.
Well, on this special night, I think they will be just fine. Now that our Messiah is here, I know that there's hope for tomorrow, and I've decided I'm ready for a career change.
You'll have a career change, all right. You're fired.
Calm down, everyone. Let's not be too harsh with the boy.
Oh my goodness, Miss Ewing, I had no idea you were here. You must think I'm terrible the way I've handled the situation.
And with the missing sheep, here's where we all get put out to pasture.
Not to worry, my friends. Actually, I've been very impressed with Aaron. He's a young man with a dream. And I say, if you're going to dream, dream big. I happen to have many real estate holdings in and around Bethlehem. I think Aaron will be perfect as my new head realtor. Why don't we all go celebrate this wondrous day, and we can work out all the details of his benefits package.
Many miracles occurred that wondrous night. The sheep slept like lambs, much to their delight. Without Aaron snoring, the cows stayed in the corn, and the sheep slept in the meadow, right where they belonged.
The drowsy shepherd awakened to a bright new day. His career as head realtor now launched and on its way. People are flocking to his office, where you're bound to hear him say,
I will never fleece a customer or lead them astray.
Emmanuel, God is with us, as you can well see. And now we're all free to be what he wants us to be. What a beautiful end to our wonderful story. With Christ, all things are possible, and to him be the glory.